We're doing Chafetz Chaim on page Kuf Mem Bet. The Chafetz Chaim had been discussing this concept that accepting Lashon Hara is biblically prohibited. Accepting Lashon Hara being when a person hears Lashon Hara and believes it as being true. Rather, when a person hears Lashon Hara, a person should tell himself, I don't know if it's true, I may have to take certain precautions, as we discussed in the previous classes, but I can't know if it's true or not. I really don't know. We're continuing. Halacha Yud Bet. But if a person heard Lashon Hara and believed it, and that's really a transgression of the prohibition, where you're not supposed to accept Lashon Hara, but he did. It doesn't matter if someone said something negative about someone else involving the person's service of his creator or involving what the person did to someone else. So it could be they told you about Jack, that Jack ate pork yesterday. So they're not telling you he did anything wrong to someone else. But that's still a Lashon Hara. Or they tell you about Jack, that Jack just stole $5,000 from his roommate. That's something negative between man and his fellow man. So it doesn't matter whether they told you something negative about the person that involves that person and their creator or that person and someone else. Either way, we're not supposed to believe it. We might be suspect, we might take precautions, but we're not allowed to accept it as fact. He said so, so it must be that the guy did it. You don't know. And the Torah says you're not supposed to accept Lashon Hara as a fact. Again, will I take precautions? I should. But will I take it as factual? No, I don't know. But let's say he did. You heard the story and you believed it, hook, line, and sinker. And in your heart, you believe it is true. Tikuno. So how do you fix it? A person has to work on himself and convince himself, I don't believe it. I don't know if it's true. V'kabel al atzmo la'aba, and a person has to tell himself from now on, shelo kabel lo lashon hara l'adam Yisrael, that if someone tells him lashon hara again in the future, he won't believe it. V'itvadeh al zeh. Part of doing tshuva is that a person confesses to his creator. In Judaism, we don't have this idea of confessing to a rabbi. You confess to your creator, and you're quite shmoneser. When you talk to God, you say, I'm sorry I did this. I shouldn't have done it. I'm sorry. And as such, a person can fix the commandments that they transgressed in accepting the Lashon Hara, provided that the person did not go and tell other people the Lashon Hara. If they told other people, that's a whole new problem. But if they didn't tell anyone else, so that's the way to fix. If a person heard Lashon Hara, to decide, I don't know if it's true. And we discussed all along that this actually is prudent, it's actually true. You really don't know when someone tells you something, if you got all the facts, if you really know the truth. You really don't know, it's the truth. It's also the halacha that the halacha demands of us not to be quick to believe when someone slanders someone else. We have to look at it skeptically and say, perhaps.